Hello, everyone. My name is Bill Wellington, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to tonight's concert. We have a great program for you all, and in many ways, it will illustrate how Augusta is a celebration of the diversity of folk culture in dance, music, and crafts. Our first performer is a member of the Vocal Week staff. He was born in 1916 in Danville, Virginia, seventh child out of 10. He grew up singing, so that music is as much a part of him as any part of his life is, and he's passed along this tradition to his family, as you will see later in the concert, when his daughter will be singing too. He has a tape, which is called Family Reunion, where he sings with his daughter and his granddaughter. Please make welcome Ben Hawker.
Greetings and salutations and pip pip and all that kind of stuff. I'm Ben Hawker. I'm Jenny Hawker's father. And I used to be known as Ben Hawker that had a daughter that could sing. And now I'm known as Jenny Hawker's father. I was born and reared in the old Primitive Baptist Church. Well, I wasn't reared in the church. My family went to the church. And they sang the old songs and with a lot of feeling and real slow. And I'm sure that some of you have heard me do some of these before, but I'm going to do a little of those first. And this is the way I remember as a child, about 1918.
Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend. As such, I come to thee now in the bowels of thy love. Thy pure word of grace, remember Calvary, remember all thy dying groans, and then remember me. I'm guilty, all I'm vile, yet thy salvation's free. Then in thy all-abounding grace, O Lord, remember. Forsaken, all distressed, however oppressed I be, however afflicted here on earth, do thou remember me. I close my eyes in death, and creature helps all flee. Then, oh, my great Redeemer God, I pray remember me.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to bring up someone now who's the most versatile musician I've ever run up with, and I'm sure most of you know him. He's my son-in-law, Tracy Schwartz. I'm going to do an old Stuart Hamlin song or Cowboy Love song. All my life I've wondered if what I've done was wrong. All I ever cared to do was drive my pony on. I never had no heartache, was alone. Happy and gay until I met a Texas girl who stole my heart away down where the sleepy Rio Grande flows slowly to the sea. That's why she promised to be mine throughout eternity. But the angels, they grew jealous of her beauty and her smile, and came along one stormy night and stole away my bride. Her lips were like the Russian wine, her hair it hung in curls, her cheeks were like the dawn of day that breaks upon the world. She's gone and left me lonely, I miss the sweet touch of her hand. Tonight while I am walking by the sleepy Rio Grande, down where the sleepy Rio Grande flows slowly to the sea, that's where she promised to be mine throughout eternity. But the angels, they grew jealous of her beauty and her smile, and came along one stormy night and stole away my bride. The birds have hushed their singing, and sadness is over the land. Tonight while I am walking by the sleepy Rio Grande. Now, an old spiritual that I learned as a boy back on the farm with the black people that I was working with every day, and I used to like to sing with them, and I still love to sing with them. It's called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night,
lead me on to that light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When my race here is run and my life crowned one, and my strength is almost gone, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, by the rear I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, then let me stand. I am tired and I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Thank you. Ben Hawker. Tracy Schwartz. All right, we're gonna have a great night, I know it. Well, our next performer reminded me a little earlier today that the last time I introduced him at a concert was at a house concert about 50 miles east of here. It was in the wintertime, and there happened to be an ice storm that night, and literally nobody showed up. It was one of these concerts that there was nobody actually there. So I think we did a little better tonight. But unfortunately, you see, we really can't see you from up here. So when he comes out, I want you to really let him have it. He's a great guy, a great folk singer, has brought wonderful group singing and wonderful British songs and fun songs and all kinds of songs to people all over America. Bring him on with me now. Here is John Roberts.
Actually, I always wanted to do a concert that nobody came to. And just to say that I'd done it, I didn't particularly need it to be in West Virginia. I'm going to start off with a coal mining song that comes from England and was written in the very sort of early days of activity of trying to persuade the owners of the coal miner of the coal mines that they ought to mend their ways and treat the workers a little bit better. It's a history that went on for 150 or so years, and I'm not sure that it's anything that's ever going to end. Thank you. Did I want one of these mics on a banjo? You got it? Okay. This was written in 1844 and published in England as a broadside, a printed ballad that was distributed in coal mining communities. I'll tell you as true as my life, between a coal owner and a poor pitman's wife. She was a travelling along the highway, she met a coal owner, and this she did say: Derry down, 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 Derry down. Good morning, Lord Fire Damp, the woman, she said, I'll do you no harm, sir, so don't be afraid. Why, if you'd been where I've been the most of my life, you wouldn't turn pale at a poor pitman's wife. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Then where do you come from? The coal owner cried. Oh, I come from hell, the poor woman replied. Well, if you come from hell, then tell me right plain how you contrive to get out again. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Well, the way I got out, the truth I will tell, they're turning the poor folk all out of hell. And this to make room for the rich, wicked race, for there is a great number of them in that place. Derry down, 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 Derry down. And the coal owner's selves are next on command to arrive in hell, as I understand. But I heard the old devil say as I come out, the coal owners all have received their rout. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Then how does the devil behave in that place? Oh, sir, he is cruel to the rich, wicked race. Well, he's far more crueler than you can suppose, even like an old bull with a ring on his nose. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Good woman, says he, I must bid you farewell. You give me a dismal account about hell. Why, if this be all true that you tell unto me, I'll be home like a whippet with me poor men agree. Derry down, 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 Derry down. So if you be a coal owner, sir, take my advice. Agree with your men and give them a fair price. For if and you do not, you know very well, you'll be in great danger of going to hell. Derry down, 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 Derry down. This little box is a concertinas made in England around 1900 or so, although there's still a couple of people who do make them. And this is a ballad that's known both sides of the Atlantic. Almeida Riddle, the wonderful ballad singer from Arkansas, whom I met a number of years ago, she's been gone for a few years, unfortunately, but she had a version of it. This one comes from England. It's a song about the power of true love, love breaking down an iron door, and stuff like that. It's called Locks and Bolts.
Locks and bolts. And 'twas over the hills, and 'twas over the hills, it was over the hills and the valleys where my true love was kept from me, quite out of spite and malice. I went unto my love's father's house, inquiring for my true love. The answer was, she is not at home, she's at her uncle's housekeeping. So I went down to her uncle's house, inquiring for my jewel. The answer was, she is not here, which proved to my heart so cruel. But this fair maid, hearing all of his voice, put her head out of the window. She said, young man, you welcome here, but locks and bolts do hinder. He stood a moment all in amaze, all in amaze and wonder. Then a passion flew, his sword he drew, and the door he burst asunder. Her uncle's servant being standing by, straight after he did follow. He said, young man, you must quit this room, or in your own blood wallow. He took his sword all in his right hand, his love all in the other. He said, if you have more rights than I, fight one to take the other. So now this couple are in wedlock joined, they do adore each other. They oft times think all on that night when the door he burst asunder.
A lot of songs came into the English folk tradition from the music hall, which was a sort of popular form of entertainment at the end of the last century. A lot of songs that have choruses that people remember. There were a lot of sentimental songs, a lot of silly songs of one form or another. Some of you may remember Henry VIII, I Am, from a pop song of a few years ago. That was one. Little ditties like, a mother was barfing a baby one night, the youngest of ten, a poor little mite. The mother was fat and the baby was thin, only a skeleton wrapped up in skin. The mother turned round for the soap from the rack, she won't gone a minute, but when she got back, her baby had gone, and in anguish she cried, oh, where is my baby? The angels replied, your baby has gone down the plug, oh, your baby has gone down the plug. The poor little thing was so skinny and thin, he should have been bathed in a jug. Your baby is perfectly happy, he won't need no bathing no more. He's working his way through the sewers, not lost, just gone before. Why, thank you, music lovers. But that's an example of a music hall song. This is another one that passed into tradition, and I learned it from another Englishman, although it's been collected by Vance Randolph in the Ozarks, so it made it to this country. In one or another version, not with this tune, I don't think, but I'll ask you to join the chorus, if you will, with me. How they tittered, how they laughed, excuse my accent, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed.
When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. The chorus goes, how they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. Do you manage that? My grandmother, she, at the age of 83, one day in May, was taken sick and died. And after she was dead, the will, of course, was read by the lawyer as we all sat by his side. To me brother it was found, she'd left £100, the same unto me sister, I declare. But when it came to me, the lawyer said, I see, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. And how they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. Well, I thought it hardly fair, but I said I didn't care, and in the evening took the chair away. While me brother laughed, the neighbours chaffed, says it's sure to come in useful, John, someday. Now when you settle down in life, find a girl to be your wife, you'll find it very handy, I declare. On a cold and frosty night, with a fire burning bright, you'll be comfy in your old armchair. And how they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. Well, what he said came true, for in a year or two I found it time to settle down in life. A young girl I did court, and a ring I bought, and I took her to the church to be me wife. Well, now me wife and me was happy as can be, and when me work was over, I declare, I never abroad would roam, preferred to stay at home, sitting in me old armchair. How they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. One night the chair fell down, I picked it up and found that the seat had fallen out upon the floor. And there, to my surprise, right before my eyes, was a lot of notes, £1,000 or more. Now when me brother heard of this, the fellow, I confess, went nearly wild with rage and tore his hair. But I only said to him, now ain't you sorry, Jim, Granny didn't leave to you the old armchair. And how they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair. And how they tittered, how they laughed, how me brothers and me sisters chaffed. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny's only left to you the old armchair.
Thank you very much. John Roberts. Woo! All right. Well, I should tell you that tonight's concert is being recorded, and a sampler tape will be made of selections from this concert as well as from the concerts Friday and Saturday night, as they were for each of the 5 weeks of Augusta. And if you're interested in getting a sampler tape for this or any of the other weeks, you can see the people at the store and intermission in the lobby. And all of our performers tonight also have recordings, which I'm sure they would be happy for you to consider taking home as souvenirs. Now, our next performer is also a member of the Vocal Week staff, and really needs no introduction, because the name Carter, the Carter family, is synonymous with country music in America. And she is, our next performer, the daughter of A.P. and Sarah Carter, two-thirds of the original Carter family. And she is carrying on the tradition of the songs of her mother and father and cousin, Maybelle. And she is now also the director of the Carter Fold in Hilton's, Virginia. She is Jeanette Carter.
Very happy to be here. This, I believe, is the third or fourth time that I've been up to this college to work. I love it. I love the mountains. I live in the mountains, too. So we'll do, of course, Carter family songs. Let's start out with My Old Cottage Home.
Oh, I'm thinking tonight of an old cottage home. Stands on the brow of the hill. For in life's early morning I once loved to roam. Now all is quiet and still. Oh, my old cottage home, my old cottage home. Stands on the brow of the hill. For in life's early morning I once loved to roam. Now all is quiet and still.
Singing some songs that I don't usually sing because I've got a bad, my voice is not too good. As I was telling them in the workshop today, I've just got through with presenting the 19th festival at the Carter Family Fold. So I talked Friday and Saturday all day and sung and run to and fro. So I'm pretty well exhausted. But I told them I was going to be up here, so I'm here. So. And if my voice is not too good, you will understand. So, Bury Me Beneath the Willow. This was the first song recorded back in 1927 by my daddy, A.P., my mother, Sarah, and my aunt, Maybelle. My heart is sad and I am lonely, thinking of the one I love. When shall I see him? No, no, never. I meet him in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow. Virginia at the Carter Fold all the time with my brother Joe. I have one sister, Gladys, who doesn't sing. Anyway, on stage, I always tell a little bit about the history of the family, and I have three children, Don, Rita, and Dale, and I guess I should sing one song that I have wrote, and this one here tells. Well, I had my oldest son in mind when I wrote this one. When he was a little boy, all little boys bring flowers to their mother anyway if they've been into something they shouldn't and want to get on the good side of her. So he was always bringing me little bouquet of flowers, little dandelions most of the time that he picked in the front yard. So I wrote a song about the bouquet of dandelions.
40-some winters have come and gone. since first I gazed on my oldest son, a ray of bright sunlight so close to me. The years they passed swiftly, soon there were three. The long golden summer, soon you were grown. My fondest memories, they linger on. A little boy smiling, so eager to please. A bouquet of dandelions handed to me. Now when I grow up, Mom, and all on my own, I'll buy pretty dresses and things for your home. You are the sweetest mother I know. Instead of dandelions, you'll have a rose. Though you have left me, you never have changed. So kind, so gentle, always the same. Not only mother, but others you please. Why, he is a good man, you plainly can see. A golden-haired angel runs through the door. A ray of bright sunlight, I'm lonely no more. Grand, grand, I love you through tears I do see. A bouquet of dandelions handed to me. A bouquet of dandelions handed to me.
Now, I'm going to finish with another Carter family song. You know, you could sing a long time before you get them all. And this is one I